Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Free Bongo, Volume 11. I'm your host, Bongo Johnny, and tonight we're going to do some pioneering. We're going to look at some artists who were pioneers in the 60s and 70s, kind of ahead of their time, the music they did. Kind of went where no artist had gone before. So you're probably wondering why I'm here. So am I.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place,
yeah.
That's just how much I marvel at the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way and join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and think you're neat. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
I want to hear a caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me staring back at you,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the corny things you do. You paint your face and then you chase to meet the gang where the action is. Stomp all night and drink your fizz. Roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in the convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder if I mean just what I say,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the social games you play. You told your mom you're stoked on Tom and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat, and you think you know where it's at.
Yeah!
You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Do you like boots a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Do you like boots a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Down in the locker room, just me boys, we down the locker room with all that noise. Do you like boots a lot?
Yes, I like boots a lot.
Why do you like boots a lot?
You gotta like boots a lot.
Do you wear your jock a lot?
Yes, I wear my jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
You gotta wear your jock a lot.
Why do you wear your jock a lot?
If I had a flag along,
if I had a long flag along,
that chick with a
cruising on your car. Hey, look at that girl. Picture with a towel.
I like something. I like cool.
Who's that guy? Who's that
guy? Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right because we behave the same. We are dumb all over.
Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not that plain.
Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night. Saying the Bible tells the story and makes the details sound real gory about what to do if the geeks over there don't believe in the book we got over here. We can't run a race without no feet, and pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on, a dog is to dog on. Religious fanatics could make it be all gone. It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. You can't run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. To arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in. For souvenirs, two ears.
Get down!
Not his, not hers, but what the hey? The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says
revenge, the crusade.
With whips and chains and hand grenades, to arms, have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. Our God says it's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book,
burn and destroy.
Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book and that makes them bad. So verily we must chop at them up or stomp with them down or rant a nice French bomb to poof them out of existence while leaving their real estate just where we need it to use again for temples in which to praise our God, because he can really take care of business. And when his humble TV servant with white hair and a brown suit and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we're supposed to do it. Because if we don't do it, we ain't flying up to heaven. Depending on which book you're using at the time, can't use theirs, it's all lies, gotta use mine. Ain't that right? That's what they say every night, every day. Listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here. And in the book, he says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb. And maybe even a little bit ugly on the side.
Lying in the swamp, looking Looking at the ways Blaze Hayes can raise. You can be a muddy satyr wrestling with an alligator romping through the swamp. You can spend your time covered up with slime, saying I love you to the rot and goo. Lurching through the quagmire, head aflame with swamp fire, romping through the swamp.
My dinner's on fire while she watches TV. And if you ever wondered what it's like to be me, she takes all my money and leaves me no smokes. Yells at my buddies and insults my folks. I'm breaking my back, doing the best that I can. She's got time for the dog, but none for her man. And I'm no dope, but I can't cope. So hit the fucking road and piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and you can put on your shoes. Hit the road, get trucking, pack your bag. I don't need to ag on your knees, you big booty bitch. Start sucking. You ride my ass like a horse in a saddle. Now you're up Ship's Creek with a turn for a paddle. And I can't cope. Piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and feel the pissy dribble. Piss up a rope and watch me giggle. For the last 6 months I've been packing your fag. You can wash my balls with a warm wet rag. Till my balls feel smooth and soft like silk. I'm sick of your mouth and your 2% milk. And I'm no dope, but I've lost all hope. So hit the fucking road and piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and you can put on your shoes. Hit the road, get trucking, pack your bag. I don't need to hag on your knees, you big booty bitch. Start sucking. You ride my ass like a horse in a saddle. Now you're up Shit's Creek with a turn for a paddle. And I can't cope. You piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and you can put on your shoes. Hit the road, get trucking, pack your bag. I don't need to hag on your knees, you big booty bitch. Stop sucking. You ride my ass like a horse in a saddle. Now you're up Shit's Creek with a turn for a battle. And I can't cope. Piss up a rope. You can piss up a rope and you can put on your shoes. Hit the road, get trucking, pack your bag. I don't need to hang on your knees, you big booty bitch. Start sucking. You ride my ass like a horse in a saddle. Now you're up Shit's Creek with a turn for a battle. And I can't cope. Piss up a rope.
We started off our pioneering artist set with the Mothers of Invention from their first album, Freak Out, 1966, doing You're Probably Wondering Why I'm Here. The lead vocals were by Ray Collins, but the influence of Frank Zappa is unmistakable on that one. That was followed by the Fugs from their first album in 1965, doing a Holy Modal Rounders tune called I Like Boobs a Lot. That's funny, I do too. Then we heard Frank Zappa on his own a little later on, doing Dumb All Over. That's true. And that was followed by the Holy Modal Rounders from 1968, a very unusual track called Werewolf. Very progressive for that time, I must say. Dave Van Ronk gave us Romping Through the Swamp, also from 1968, and one of my favorites at the time. We followed that up with a later recording by Ween. That's Dean and Gene Ween. It's called Piss Up a Rope. That's telling her. And we're going to continue with some more pioneers. Pioneers in their own way of rock and roll in the 60s and early 70s. So if you're tense, nervous, maybe even a little paranoid, this next set is for you.
Here comes your 19th nervous breakdown. what's wrong with me, but they walk away and just pretend.
Took her back to my place, feeling guilty, feeling scared, hidden cameras everywhere. Stop! Hold on. Stay in control. Girl, I want you here with me, but I'm really not as cool as I'd like to be. Cause there's a rat under my bed, and there's a little yellow man in my head, and there's a true blue inside of me that keeps stopping me. Touching you, wanting you, loving you. Paranoia, the destroyer. Paranoia, the destroyer. Well, I fell asleep, then I woke, feeling kind of queer. Laura looked at me and said, ooh, you look so weird. She said, man, there's really something wrong with you. Gonna self-destruct. You're up, you're down. I'll come with you out. You get a good thing going, then you blow yourself out. Sitting by you, self-destroyer. Sitting by you, self-destroyer. Sitting by you, got so much to live for, so much to aim for, so much.
I know you will understand. There's a time device inside of me. I'm a self-destruction man. There's a rat under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. And said you're not going crazy, you're just a bit sad, 'cause there's a man in you, gnawing you, tearing you.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember, only forest fires prevent fires. We'll be right back. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Stones from February of 1966 with 19th Nervous Breakdown. That was followed by the Alan Parsons Project doing Breakdown. Then we heard the Kinks, The Destroyer. Then we heard I'm So Tired by the Beatles from the White Album. That was followed by Roger Miller, I'm a Nut. We finished that up with Vince Fernier, aka Alice Cooper, with No More Mr. Nice Guy. And speaking of nice guys, we'd like to celebrate a birthday this week. That would be on May 24th. Gentleman will be 65 years old, a true pioneer, and his name is Robert Zimmerman, aka Bob Dylan.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of a Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath this stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now, that you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to shake a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten doctor commie rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Thank you.
anime train, babe. Ain't by a thrill. Well, I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby will. Don't the moon look good, Mama, shining through the trees? Brake man look good, Mama, dragging down the double E. Don't the sun look good going down over the sea? But don't my gal look fine when she's coming after me? Coming, the windows are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across. Well, I wanna be your lover, baby. I don't wanna be your boss. Don't say I never want you when your train gets lost.
Quick, man, I got to run. pointed with his gun. He said that way down Highway 61. Finger said to Louis the King, I got 1,000 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 100 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. He said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down on Highway 61. That things weren't right. My complexion, she said, is much too white. He said, come here and step into this light. And he says, you're right. Let me tell a second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son. And they're both on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to arrange the next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. Well, just put some bleachers out in the sun. Have it on Highway 61.
Started off our Bob Dylan birthday set with Mr. Tambourine Man, written in 1964. Then we went to Motorpsycho Nightmare from 1965. That's an interesting one there. I always love the words to that one. Followed that with It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, from the album Highway 61 Revisited, with Al Kooper on keyboards and Mike Bloomfield on guitar. Finished it off with an alternate version of Highway 61 Revisited, the single, and that's on the No Direction Home soundtrack. Before we close tonight, we want to remind you that the complete set lists are available for all the Radio Free Bongo podcasts, numbers 1 through 11, and they can be found at our website, which again is radiofreebongo.com. And we're going to play one more now by Bob Dylan. I used to care, but things have changed. Take care out there. We'll see you next time.
this ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second now, I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think you got anything to prove. Lot of water under the bridge, lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. I've been walking 40 miles of bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even know me. Said Miss Lucy that something late. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People like